just got a little bit of direction for me personally. The Lord has dealt with me about a particular subject here, and all of it, all these things, I've been looking at the various things we've been teaching in the last, the last several months, and they seem to all tie together. And I think that there's a reason for this, and it's not my intelligence, I'll promise you that. But I think it's that He's raising us up and getting us prepared to do what we were put here to do in the first place. But back a couple weeks ago, the Lord just really... I was reading something, and it's just like the Lord spoke to me out of it, and it had to do with the light out of darkness. And so that's what I want to share with you this morning. Have your Bibles, you want to turn to Genesis chapter 1, and we'll look at the first five verses, Genesis chapter 1. Give you just a minute. People say I go too fast. Genesis chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and earth, and the earth was void or desolate and empty, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the water, or the face of the waters, and God said, Let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and He divided the light from the darkness." I want you to note that word, divided. "God called the light day, and He called the darkness night. The evening and the morning were the first day." And I will tell you this, if you want to keep reading, you'll find that the sun had not yet been created, nor the moon. Okay? And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and this really is what the scripture that got my attention, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6 says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God through the appearance of Jesus Christ." I want you to look at this. "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness," he's talking about Genesis 1, "has shown in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God," and the way that's done is through the manifestation or the revelation of Jesus Christ. Light and darkness play a major role in everyone's life, yet I believe few understand the significance of light and darkness. And in this setting, in the scriptural setting, light represents righteousness and darkness represents evil. And God, in His infinite wisdom, has called righteousness out of evil. Pretty amazing when you think about it. Darkness existed before light, didn't it? But the darkness could not prevent the light from coming forth. God spoke. God commanded the light to come forth out of darkness. And then I said, remember that word divide. What did God do when He called the light forth? He divided light, darkness. Okay? Light and darkness are divided. Important to know that. They cannot, day and night cannot cohabit. Light and darkness do not cohabit. Righteousness and evil do not cohabit. One or the other dominates. Either the day is dominating or the night's dominating. Righteousness is dominating or evil is dominating. Through creation, I believe God has given us great revelation concerning light and darkness. There's more to it than just the natural. You understand? I think there's a spiritual truth being conveyed through His creation. Light and darkness represent spirit and flesh. You want to guess which is which? The flesh is darkness, and the spirit is light or righteousness. People who are born, the born again spirit, I should say, okay? People are born, all people are born into darkness. You didn't have a thing in the world to do with that because of the sin of Adam. Everyone's born into darkness. And darkness relates to sin and evil, okay? Everyone is born into sin, which is evil, and sin produces evil. That's why we need to come out of the darkness. That's why people all over need to come out of the darkness. As human beings born into sin, people are without illumination. They're children of darkness. Actually, if you look at Ephesians 5:8 and also 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 5, He's relating to children of day, children of night. We're not of the darkness. We're of the light. Okay? So, and again, in the third chapter of John, when Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, which is interesting, Jesus cut through the chase and He said, you must be born again, or you cannot see the kingdom of God. You're in the dark. Can't see in the dark. Not in true darkness, you can't see. Okay? And everyone born into this world is born into darkness. They can't see. So from the beginning of a person's life, carnality rules. And the way carnality rules is by keeping attention on oneself, which in reality is putting attention on the flesh. So, I could say carnality keeps one in the dark. The flesh keeps a person in the dark. So, one who focuses on self is limited in vision. He's alienated from the light. And this is where the world is today. This is where a lot of the church world is today. They walk in darkness. They've never entered into the light. They've never had a personal experience, entered into personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They've entered into religion. Religion will not enlighten you. It will inform you. But it will not bring you into the true light of who Jesus is. It will tell you about Jesus, but you can only know Jesus by revelation, by personal experience. So just as God called the light from the darkness at creation, He's made a provision to bring forth light out of darkness in our personal lives. The one who's born in darkness does not have to remain in darkness. A person born in sin doesn't have to remain in sin. If you stay there, it's by choice, because a provision's been made for us. God calls light from darkness through the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is why it is so important that we know the gospel of Jesus correctly and that we present the gospel of Jesus correctly so people who are in darkness can see this great light and come to the light and get out of the sin and evil that dominates their life. Those who hear and respond to God's voice comes out of darkness into light. And I think everyone in this room probably could plead guilty to this, that at one time we heard the message about God, but we didn't respond. And it may be, like in my case, it may have been many years. You believe in God. You believe Jesus, but not to the point that you've received them into your personal life, so you remain in darkness. Consequently, the flesh is dominating an individual's life. And there's not a person in this room that at one point in time flesh hasn't dominated your life. And the truth is, flesh dominates most people's lives today because they don't come out of the darkness. They want to stay on the twilight side, if you will. There's no place for that, because that's certainly not a life of victory. That is a life of defeat. It's just waiting to happen. Those who hear the gospel, like Nicodemus heard it, but he has to do something with it. Okay? We have to do something with what we hear. We have to do something with the Word of God. And I'm not talking about memorizing. I'm talking about applying. There's a difference between being able to quote it and being able to live it. You understand? And God's called us to live it. Those who are born again, and I'm talking about, if you're born again, you're righteous, you're not a sinner if you're born again. Okay? So those who are born again are separated from those who remain in an unregenerate state of darkness. Light must be separated from darkness. That's why Jesus said, come out from among them. There's a call. The light has to come out of the darkness. For this reason, it's imperative that the gospel of Jesus Christ be proclaimed all over the world. That's the only way light is going to come forth out of darkness. Because until the gospel of Jesus goes into a region, that region is dark. You understand? It lives in darkness from a spiritual perspective, and you have to stay with me on this, all right? From a spiritual perspective, it lives in darkness. Illumination comes through revelation. The gospel of Jesus Christ has inherent in it the power to bring illumination to people's lives, to set captives free, to take them out of darkness and bring them into light. All the person has to do is believe in what's proclaimed. But someone has to proclaim it. That's us. So, through the proclamation of the gospel, what happens is the Holy Spirit, just like in creation, where God spoke, the Holy Spirit's working with the Word. It works the same way today. God's Word goes out. The gospel of Jesus Christ is God's Word, right? God's Word goes out, and the Spirit of God works with that Word, and conviction comes on the hearts of those who are listening and are wanting to come out of darkness. And so, actually, they're made aware. When conviction comes, you're made aware of the darkness that you're living in. I guess the truth is, prior to hearing that, prior to that awareness, we don't even know we're in the dark. We relate light and darkness to natural light and natural darkness. And people today, living their lives, enjoying themselves, not knowing that they're groping in the dark. They're searching. They don't know what they're searching for. Proverbs has a scripture that says something to this effect, that the eye of hell is never full and the eyes of man is never satisfied. Natural things will not satisfy a person. So consequently, there's people in the dark are always searching, always searching, always searching, and never find true peace and contentment in their heart. That can only come through the gospel of Jesus Christ. But when one responds to that gospel, when you realize you're in darkness, when you realize you need a Savior, when you realize you need an illumination, and you respond to Jesus, you're born again. Only this time, it's not like the natural birth. The natural birth, you're born into darkness. The spiritual birth, you're born into light. God calls one out of the darkness into which he was born, and he does that by illuminating this person with the Word of God. Going back how to the scripture text, how God has shone in our heart. He's brought light to our hearts. And what's the light doing? It's giving us knowledge. So this is what light does. It illuminates. It gives one knowledge. And it's interesting because he says knowledge of the glory of God. And the way that knowledge of the glory of God comes is through the revelation of Jesus. I was pondering on that this morning and just thinking, you know, any time Jesus is revealed, the glory of the Lord is revealed. You can't separate him from the glory of the Lord, can you? And so if we are living our lives listening to the Spirit, walking according to the Word, the glory of God will be revealed in our lives. You may not know it. People may not put a label on you. But they recognize there's something different. It's like the religious people knew Peter and John had been with Jesus. Now the label on them is ignorant and unlearned. But there was something different about those ignorant and unlearned people that had been with Jesus. Actually, John chapter 1, and you begin with verse 1, you know, in the beginning was the Word. We know that that Word from the 14th verse is Jesus, okay? It started out with the Word before it became a person, all right? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Right? The same, the Word, was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Now think about this. All things were made by Him by what? The Word. Weren't all things made by the Word? All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Anything God made, He did with it began with the Word. And the Word was life. Light that brought life. You understand? When the Word comes, it illuminates. In Him was life, and the life was the light, is the way the fourth verse says it, okay? In Him was life, and the life was the light. Until life comes in a person through the new birth, you're in darkness. But once that life comes in, there's illumination. And that's the thing the Lord is really wanting to emphasize. See, the outward man, carnality, flesh, relates to darkness. The inward man, the reborn man, the nature change where God's nature's inside a man, this spirit man, relates to light. So then illumination comes to the spirit, not to the flesh. It wasn't your flesh that was changed. It was your spirit. So any illumination that God brings to you, it comes to your spirit. We call that revelation. Not information. Information comes to the flesh. Information is given to the natural man. The secular world will fill you with information, but not revelation. They will inform you to get deeper into darkness. But the revelation will reveal and let you come out of the darkness. It'll show you the way out and the way to. Does that make sense? Good. God's calling the inward man, the spirit man, to come out of the darkness of the outward man. You follow me? I could say he's just simply saying, be led by the Spirit. You understand that that's really and truly what's been conveyed? Those who receive Jesus Christ as a personal Savior are translated, according to Colossians 1:13 and 1 Peter 2:9, they're translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, or into the kingdom of His dear Son. Translated from darkness into light, called out, separated. Now, if you're separated from it, don't hold on to it. When we walk in the Spirit, the light of God shines out of the darkness. People don't see the flesh. I want you to think about that. If we're walking in the Spirit, people don't see the darkness of the flesh. But if you're not being led by the Spirit, darkness will prevail. You cover the light, and darkness will rush in. Right? It'll do it in the natural. It does it in the Spirit. God's Word, according to Psalm 119, 105, God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And when you go down to verse 130, he tells us that the entrance of the Word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. That's why God is so important to get the Word of God out. And it starts by giving people the good news about Jesus, the Son of God. Until they know Jesus, they can't understand anything else. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Okay? So it starts with Jesus. That's why it's so important that we go out and present in simplicity the good news of Jesus Christ, what He's done for humanity, how He has saved humanity. All you have to do is believe in Him. That's the beginning. Not the end. That doesn't make disciples. That gets people in a position to where they can be discipled. The gospel will produce converts. They converted, you understand, came out of light, of darkness into light, but now they have to be discipled to walk in light. Otherwise, they revert right back and walk in darkness because the flesh is here. You understand? The flesh is here. You have to be aggressive to walk in the Spirit. You cannot do it passively. If you're just passive and you want to see which one dominates, I can save you the trouble. I can tell you which one's going to dominate. The flesh will always dominate if you don't go in and live out of the Spirit. When we walk in the Spirit, people see God. When you don't walk in the Spirit, people see you. The flesh, the carnality. So we need to get ourselves full of the Word of God so we can be totally illuminated. What do you think? Now, the Scripture calls us, the born-again believers, children of the day. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5, if you want a reference on that. So, born-again believers are children of the Spirit, not children of the flesh. God separates light from darkness. There's a separation of spirit and flesh. The Spirit's keeping the physical man alive. You understand? When the Spirit leaves, the physical man dies, okay? So I want you to see a separation in the Spirit and the flesh. God is calling for our spirits to come forth out of the flesh. Just like he called the light to come forth out of the darkness. The spirit is not to be concealed. It's to be revealed. Remember what Jesus said? A person doesn't light a candle and cover it up or stick it under a bed. But what does a person do when they light a candle? You put it on a lampstand. Now here's the interesting thing about that. It says so that others benefit by the light. Not just you. So when our light is shining, others benefit by our light. You know, for many years, the United States of America has been benefited by the light of the born-again believers in the nation crying out to God, and I believe it's because this nation followed the godly principles and followed the Word, it became the greatest nation on earth. And then the Christians backed off. They didn't pass down to the next generation the Word of God. They withdrew. And every generation has put more emphasis on fun, flesh, doing what makes the physical man happy. The truth of the matter is, he's never happy. He's always searching for happiness. He gets fixes. He'll try this, it'll bring him a joy for a while, and then it doesn't take long, he needs something else. You can't get enough toys to satisfy you. You can't go enough places to satisfy you. You can't enter into enough relationships to satisfy you. The only thing that's going to satisfy you is the Lord Jesus Christ living in your heart. Satisfaction is experienced from the inside, not the outside. And I think everyone in here, if you'll be honest, will say, that's true. I know it by the Word of God, but I also know it by personal experience, that only the Lord Jesus Christ can satisfy you. And I'm the most content today that I've ever been in my life. You understand? I'm happy. Happy, happy, happy. And it didn't come from outside. It comes from the inside. I don't have to be entertained. You with me? I'm going to tell you what, when you really recognize the Lord and just enjoy being in the presence of the Lord, entertainment's the last thing on your mind. I'm not entertained, I'm awestruck that He would pay attention to me. Thank God. He does. Does He pay attention to you? Of course He does. Are you aware of it? I guess that's the way I should have said it. Darkness and light cannot cohabit. So we have to choose. Will I walk in light or will I walk in darkness? Or I could say, am I going to be led by the Spirit, or am I going to walk according to the desires of the natural man? It's as simple as that. If I walk according to the desires of the natural man, I'm walking in darkness. If I walk according to the will and purpose of God, being led by the Spirit, I walk in light. And you know, when you're walking in light, all the obstacles are revealed so you don't stumble over the obstacles in the way. But if you walk in the darkness, you stumble. You know, just last week, I have a little small little table that sits by a chair where I read. And I don't know why, but I'm assuming that Sherry moved that table. Well, when I get up in the night, I never cut a light on. I know the way. But I didn't know it was booby-trapped. Had the light been on, I would have seen that table. And I wouldn't have run into it. No, I didn't get mad and say stuff. I just thought. That's what happens when you walk in darkness. You don't see. You don't see traps that are set before you. But if you walk by the Spirit, you're led by the Spirit, you see differently. You can see behind the scene. You understand? What may be appealing to the flesh, what may look good to the eye, may be the very thing that Satan has used to trap you and stop you from doing the will of God, or something to try to destroy your life. But if you're led by the Spirit, not by circumstances, not by reason, those things are flesh. But deep down in, at what I call gut level, how does it feel down here? Is there peace? Is this right? See, if it's right, there's peace. And we need to learn to make our decisions that way. Not up here, but down here. God leads us by peace. You with me? Somebody needed to hear that. Okay? Now, going back, God's called for the light to shine out of the darkness, or for the Spirit to shine forth from the flesh, and we choose whether we're going to walk in the Spirit or walk in the flesh, knowing that if we walk in the Spirit, we're going to be walking in the light. Then we are actually or identifying as children of the day, not as children of the night. See, Paul, in his writing, he would warn them. He said, you used to do those things. Now that you've been illuminated, my paraphrase, don't do those things anymore. Don't be like children of disobedience, but be obedient children. And obedient children are going to walk in the Spirit. When you remove yourself from the presence of the Son, S-O-N, darkness will prevail. Flesh will dominate. When you back off of the Word, when you stop spending time with the Lord, darkness prevails. Well, why is that? Because you're going to be doing everything by the flesh. And the flesh says, if it feels good, do it. How many of you know feeling good's got a lot of people in trouble? When we remain in the presence of the Son, the darkness flees. The flesh is suppressed. It's not dominated. You mortify the deeds of the body. You understand? God wants the Spirit seen, not the flesh. He's called us out of darkness. But I have to choose to stay out of darkness. You know, it's like being a prisoner and you get released. They can open the cell door and tell you to come out, and you can come out and walk right back into it. You don't have to. But people are doing it on a regular basis. God illuminates them, they come out, and they go back. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, I believe it is, he says, "Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter days some will depart from the faith." Light came. They had light. They were in the faith. They'll depart. Why? Because they start looking at the flesh. They give heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. And ultimately they end up believing a lie. Why do they believe a lie? Because they stopped looking at truth and started looking over here. You can't entertain anything that's not truth. Not for a moment. We must live in the Word, according to the Word, to where the Word is directing our lives daily. If I get my attention off of the Word and I start looking over here, I'm going to go in that direction. And it's amazing to me how many people who have known the truth have left the truth for a lie. Oh, they're religious. They get real religious in the deception. But they're walking and groping in darkness. They form their own religion. They form their own God. Yeah, I believe in God, but I believe He's this way. Well, let me give you a revelation. It doesn't matter what you believe or how you have Him imagined. God's God, whether you imagine Him correctly or not. And your imagination doesn't change who God is, and it doesn't change the truth. What changes you will be whether you choose the darkness or you choose the light. If you walk in the light, the only way you'll do that is by walking by the Word of God, getting in, studying the Word. The Word gets in you to where the Word is illuminating you, and by the Spirit who leads us and guides us into all truth. Sanctify them through your Word. Your Word is truth. With me? If we don't do that, we're going to walk in darkness. This is an aggression. You have to do it on purpose. You walk in the Spirit on purpose. You read the Word of God on purpose. You pray on purpose. You listen to the Spirit on purpose. You meditate on purpose. And if you don't, the flesh is like weeds. It just grows. You don't have to do a thing. Isn't it amazing if you want good grass, if you want vegetables or whatever, you work with that in order to get that good, but you don't have to do a thing for weeds. You don't even have to fertilize them. They just grow. And that's the way sin is in a person's life. That's the way darkness is. If light leaves, darkness is there. God's called us out of darkness in the light. But in order for us to walk in the light, we must stay in the Scriptures. We must stay in the presence of God. God lives in you, but that doesn't mean that you're aware of it. You have to consciously make yourself aware of the light on the inside of you and follow this light, not these eyes. Don't listen to your senses. They'll get you in trouble. We're not children of the night. So why would we be walking according to children of night? We're children of the day, so we should be walking in the illumination that's been given to us by the Word and the Spirit. Don't remove yourself from the sun. S-O-N. Stay with Him. Fellowship with Him. He should be your best friend. God called us out, but I choose whether I stay out of darkness or not. Well, how do I do that? By choosing to stay in light. I choose to fellowship with Jesus. I choose to talk with the Lord. I choose to read my Bible. That's the only way I'm going to stay out of darkness. What you subject yourself to, you become subjects of. Last week, I think it was, or last week, first of the week or something, I was up here, and the Lord just spoke that to me. What you subject yourself to, you become subject of. If you subject yourself to light, you become subject of light, which means you'll do righteous. Not trying to get righteousness, you'll do righteous. But if you subject yourself to darkness, you're going to do the deeds of darkness. Now I think if you would admit it, everyone in here has experienced this. That you get around the wrong influence, the wrong people, people of darkness, and you start paying attention to that darkness starts affecting you. Darkness should never affect you. The light should affect the darkness. You know, I can walk in a dark room with a flashlight and I can have it off. That darkness is not affecting that flashlight. I just don't have it turned on. But the moment I hit the switch, if my battery's up, you with me? Keeping yourself built up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. The moment I hit the switch, darkness cannot do a thing with that light. It has to yield. Don't let darkness influence you. Keep the light on. Keep the light on. I've had people say, well, they made me mad. No, they didn't. You cut your light off. Nobody can make you mad. If the person can make you mad, they're controlling your life. All you're saying is, I've just subjected myself to them, so I'm going to become a subject of them. Keep the light on. You with me? I'm telling you, this is far more profound than you're responding or that I see in your response, okay? This is life-changing. But it's not going to happen automatically. It's not going to happen just because you're born again. It's not going to happen just because you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's going to happen because you choose for it to happen every day of your life. That's the only way it happens. The only way you're going to walk in light is to make a decision to walk in light. And refuse to let the darkness influence you, but you influence the darkness. What does the song say? Hold out your candle. Go light the world. But what happens if you don't? You put it up. You blow it out. Then the world of darkness will overwhelm you. This is why people are struggling. This is why Christians are struggling. They're not walking in the light. And if you're trying to reason it out, you're in the flesh. Let's walk in the light as He is in the life. Amen? Well, I'm not through, but I'm going to stop there and we'll finish this because there's more. Amen.